Let's go to the great state of California to a San Diego listener, 1000 AM in San Diego. Maria, Marie, how can I help you?
Oh, hi, Father. I have a question about earlier you talked about a Sunday obligation can be fulfilled, you know, anytime up until midnight. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm worried about my family going to church. Some of them who don't want to go to church at all anyway, but 2 days in a row, does the Sunday obligation on Christmas Eve on Sunday the 24th, like if you go at 4 p.m., you know, for Christmas celebration, does that also count for Sunday? Or, I mean, technicalities,
well,
it
would count. I mean, you have two obligations on 24, 25. You have the fourth Sunday of Advent and you have your Christmas obligation. But,
right.
You know, even talking about them as obligations, yes, they are obligations. But, you know, Curtis Martin, who's the founder of Focus, the president of Focus, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, he has a great speech he gives to college students when he'll have thousands and thousands of college students at their leadership and their conferences and things. And I've heard him do this several times. But as he points out, you know, we shouldn't think of the Sunday obligation really as an obligation. It's not so much that God wants us at Mass. He wants us to want to be at Mass. In other words, he wants us to love him. The only people who don't want to go to Mass are people who don't love God. Right? Because if you love God, you want to be with God, and you want to be where you can receive him, where you can hear his word, where you can celebrate with him. So to not want to go to Mass means you don't love God.
Absolutely.
Now, I know that's pretty harsh to say, but that's the truth of the matter, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, if anyone's ever, teenagers, it's typical of teenagers, you know, this is, and, you know, sometimes when teenagers come to me and say Mass is boring, the first thing I'll ask them, have you ever been in love? Or I'll say to them sometimes if I'm being provocative with them, I'll say, well, it's obvious you've never been in love. And sometimes they'll get indignant and say, well, yes, I have so-and-so. I'm madly in love with her. Or I'm madly in love with him. And I'll say, well, would you miss your date with them? Oh, I never think of it. Well, we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul. Why would you ever want to miss a date with the Lord that you love, you should love, above all things? So when someone doesn't want to go to Mass, it means they lack love. They lack understanding of what the Mass is about and encountering Christ and becoming intimate with him. Because Mass is the most intimate we can be with God as we receive him in word and sacrament. We're united to him on every level of our being. And that's what Mass is about. Now, some dioceses and some parishes, because of just the logistics of Christmas, for Sunday of Advent bumping up to Christmas this year, the way the calendar falls, they may commute or eliminate one of the obligations, which they're within their right to do. The pastor, obviously the bishop can do that, and the local pastor can do that. And especially where areas where weather may be issues, that becomes, and I totally understand that. But one of the things I just want to emphasize to everyone listening and to you is how do we convince especially our young people, this is the place to encounter the Lord and to, if you will, consummate our love affair with God. That's the thing we have to do. Then we break through the log jam about, oh, do I have to, Mom? Oh, do I have to, Dad? You know what I mean, Marie?
Understood. Okay,
yeah.
I value that.
Yeah. So I would recommend for most people this weekend, one way of dealing with this, of course, a lot of people like the Christmas Eve Mass. So I understand that. So Saturday night, go to Fourth Advent. And then Sunday night, do the Christmas Eve Mass. Or if you want Sunday during the day, go to Fourth Advent. And then Monday during the day, go to Christmas Day Mass. Any of that is fine as you're celebrating. There are two separate days. There are going to be separate readings. There's some overlap, but obviously a little bit different foci.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. That's helpful. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I hope that makes sense. The way I think about things as a convert, I had the good fortune of starting my faith as a daily Mass goer only because of the gift of God and the grace of God. Nothing that I earned or anything. But then I went right from being a newly minted Catholic, used to daily Mass, back out to the military, when sometimes I would go weeks and weeks without being able to go to Mass because of being at sea or being in circumstances where there was no Mass anywhere near where I was. And I guess this grew in me, both experiences, just such a love and devotion. I can't imagine not wanting to be at Mass. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand dryness in prayer. I understand when prayer is difficult. But as Thomas Merton points out, the best prayer we can do is to pray when we don't want to pray, the most efficacious, because then we're praying for the right reason, for no other reason than we love him. When prayer is difficult and we continue to pray, we do it not because we're getting anything out of it. We're doing it because we love him and we want to be with him, even though we're not maybe getting consolation or getting insights or anything like that. It doesn't seem like we're getting spiritual fruit. Of course, we are, but we don't necessarily sense that on the level of our emotions or maybe even our little intellect. But the point is that our prayer, especially the central prayer of our prayer life, the Mass, it should be the center of our lives, is the best place that we can, the best possible place, this side of heaven, that we can encounter Christ and be encountered by Christ. And that's what is the heart and center of our faith. It's not a canon law. It's not a morality. It's not a book. It's a person. It's Jesus of Nazareth. And our encounter with him is what everything in our faith is built upon. We need to take a short break here on Go Ask Your Father. Our number here is 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. And when I come back, I'm going to answer an emailer who's asked me, did Adam and Eve exist? Find out the answer to that and other questions after this short break.